This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ramble.
Oh, I have an announcement to start this off.
Okay. That's great. Hey, guys, welcome to the tripod.
I am now a rugby girl.
No way. Really? What do
you, yeah. You play rugby or you watch it?
I watch it. I'm a groupie.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's no way you play.
No. Too dangerous. Yeah.
Where do you chilly? Get that coat?
I'm glad you asked.
He's a bit of a gamer. I don't know if you knew that. It's a PlayStation team jacket because Miles is a gamer.
Say less.
PlayStation team jacket is cool.
Okay, I didn't know that's what actually, it was. Not to brag, but my friend works at Sony, and for Christmas one year, he got me, this is the PS5 launch team jacket. And he was like, gave it to me. And I was like, this is a sick jacket because it's kind of like how I want that insider. I want that good. I want the like Delta Sig internal hoodie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want that Kappa Kappa Gamma welcome brunch headband.
Oh, yeah.
I want the events that I'm not allowed to be at. Stomach is feeling bad.
It's feeling bad.
Well, it's okay.
From last week's lunch?
From last week's lunch, I had a masubi and a tuna. And
even before you start eating it, you were like, I think this is going to make me feel bad. I think you just have chosen that lunch is hurting you. I think it's all placebo.
What do we think about eating leftover vegan donuts from yesterday? That should be fair game.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Can I have some or have you claimed them?
You can cut a little piece off.
You want me to cut a...
By the way, Nick's birthday.
This is for Nick's birthday. Well, you see him? You see how he's acting?
This was for staff.
This is... Wow. Okay. Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm down to give you some, but if you take all of that and I don't get to try it, I'm going to be upset.
If I take the whole bite of the cinnamon sugar?
I'm going to be upset because I want to try it.
That's so... Okay. All right. You know what? Here, how about this?
Why don't you cut me off a little sliver?
I'll cut you to say which one you want. This is what we always did in my house growing up. I'll cut. You say which one you want.
As I opened a pack of Pokemon cards and I finally got something. Isn't it cool? I got a Dragonair.
I like this one closer to
a
me.
A Dragon?
Dragonair, yeah. And
ooh.
An Alakazam.
I would like to... One of the things I'm trying to do is read more manga recently.
Ooh, manga.
Because it's bringing me back to my childhood where I read a lot of manga.
Is it like a... could you read it to Julian?
Not yet.
Yeah.
You could actually.
Are there more dark themes?
Miles reads some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, mine are all too sexy to show a baby.
How do you say sexually explicit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really perverted.
No, but I could. But really, it's just that it brings me. I'm trying to do more stuff that brings me back to my childhood.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's like you in middle school, you're like, I'm too cool for this. And now it's like, I got to get on webcams.
You doing okay, Miles?
I'm doing so good. You couldn't even comprehend how good I'm doing. The fact that you even asked that is fucked up. Okay? You're the one who said you needed to play pickleball to get it up in the morning. I don't have that. Every day I wake up inspired, creative, radiant, my skin glowing.
By the way, the cutest thing is I had that revelation of like, oh, when I'm on my phone, I'm looking for serotonin boost, whatever. And so I'm like, Maggie, we need the thing that we're excited, that like gets us out of bed excited. And she goes, okay, me.
And I'm like, that's so fucking cute. All right, I'm in.
Okay, me. Be excited for me. Good morning.
That is really cute.
That's really cute. That is cute.
I think we got to decide which vibe we are.
Oh, still, I'm sad. We're not going to decide which tree we are.
I know. We got to make that TikTok.
I think we
gotta
make it.
Please
it's gotta
make
exist.
The TikTok.
I think I want you to do it. I want
it's
it to
got
to
exist.
I think you should make the slides.
I'm just going to look it up.
You dressed as different trees.
There's no way it doesn't exist. I'm going to type in, what tree am I?
I feel like my vibe now or my vibe a couple weeks ago, because I'm sort of like a chameleon. I'm ever changing.
Wait, why would you do your vibe a couple weeks ago?
Because he had a different, he was that bitch.
Because remember, I had sunglasses on.
Remember the iconic?
Oh.
The iconic episode?
Oh, okay. It's, I mean, dealer's choice, whichever vibe you want to be.
We'll see. We'll see. Because right now sort of, I'm more curious about. I do about. Feel like I'm trying to, like, what's the word? Emotionally combust lately.
Emotionally combust. So
no, I just am thinking
what
about
are you talking about
my vibe. I just am like maybe I change it up. I've
You're
been
trying to burn it all down.
I'm trying to burn it all down and restart.
Yeah, I did that.
You did?
Tried.
How, when?
I grew a beard.
You grew a beard?
Not really even a beard.
Yeah.
It's kind of a beard.
It's a
stubble. Kind of like Zach forgot to shave.
Well, but then I landed here, but I was in my burn it down era.
Do you think this is a beard?
Yeah.
Do I have a beard?
No. Did you?
Sorry, is this
Did
not-
you two think that you had beards?
I didn't think I did, but I was going to find out
you
if I
You were wondering.
I was wondering.
Do I not have a beard?
I feel like I don't.
I think Miles has a beard.
I think I have a beard.
Well, you have a capital B beard, sure.
I have a capital B beard, and it's in a lot of ways it's too long. My hair is too long.
Does
as well.
He have a parenthetical beard? Like a lowercase beard with an acute font with little parentheses?
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Lowercase. I think it's on its way.
Helvetica.
It's longer than I've seen it in a while.
Well, I trim it.
Yeah, that's clear.
He keeps it that way.
I think that if I would like to see you with a bigger beard because I think that it'd be interesting.
Careful what you wish for.
Because I can tell that you're... How often are you trimming your beard? I think you could get a beard in a matter of weeks.
I usually trim on the weekly. Every 4 days, perhaps.
I think maybe, Zach, you got to let it all hang out.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to
interesting play
on this
vibe in the studio today. What's
it's
up?
Been fine.
Yeah, the vibe. We're about totally to say each other's vibe. Vibes, but I feel like something is up.
Well,
in
I'm
the
very
air
disappointed
tonight.
That there was no pre-made which tree
you looked
are
and there
you.
Was none.
You
That's
looked?
Shocking.
There
to
were
me.
There were some that are like, "What tree are you based on your zodiac?" But I was like, "No, no, no,
no, no."
What
no,
tree
no.
am I
ask
based on? Which
friends.
One I want to be?
I am.
So this TikTok is ask your friends which vibe you give off. The first photo is like a dark, stormy field. Which,
can you imagine if your friend was like that one?
I'd be devastated.
Some people
bad
want
vibe.
That vibe.
Bad vibe to begin.
Yeah, who do we know vibe? At the company who has that vibe?
Well, they're not here.
At this company.
Dark stormy cloud
dark,
vibe
stormy, about to pour. All right,
like I can smell that photo.
That's true. I actually think I would
rain
like
over
to
a
be
field.
In that photo
pre-rain.
It does feel, by the way, there's something really fun about being with your friends in the rain,
like you're
yeah.
just about to play soccer and you're
like running.
Oh, should we still play? It's
we
about to
play?
Pour
yeah.
kind of annoying. But there's something like very kid about it.
Yeah, like running from building to building because
yeah,
you're
like
it's
you're
raining
like, oh, the rain.
Oh, I got under the awning. Ah.
It's dangerous. Oh.
Immediately go to shelter.
Jesus, Zach. You don't want to enjoy the nice experience?
Oh no, my shoes got wet.
Concerned about his Gucci.
Oh no, I got mud on my designer jeans. All right, next one.
All right.
What vibe do you give off?
So and this is a stormy cloud.
Stormy
okay.
clouds.
The options they're giving are
night.
Wait, sorry. The night. The first two options they've given are night and ocean. What the hell kind
it
of
is like? Send this to your fellow witch to decide which witch you are.
Yeah, night and ocean.
I didn't realize that night and ocean were a binary or even part of the same spectrum. But
well, it's a vibe. Night vibe. Ocean
where's,
vibe.
Where's the fucking carnival full of lollipops?
Yeah, let's go. Let's continue through these vibes.
Night, ocean. Okay.
Sunset. I like this.
Romantic.
Forest.
Very dark and
very
shadowy again.
They're all different.
That's
all
it. That's
shadowy.
It.
Those
are four fucking options.
Those are the four quadrants.
Night, ocean, forest, and sunset.
All kind of dark.
Very dark.
Except for sunset.
Sunset's
but it's
on
getting
the way
dark.
To being
by the way,
dark.
It's on the way to getting
almost dark.
Dark. I actually feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm night.
No.
No.
You're not night. You asked us to correct you if you're wrong, and I'm going to correct you.
I think you're a fellow tree.
I retract it. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. Let me have this. I think I'm night.
You're forest.
I feel like
you're
you wake
forest.
Up at 6 a.m. every
obviously
day.
Obviously
I wake up in the night.
Well.
It's dark when I wake up. No, I think probably realistically, if I'm really looking at myself, and I'm trying to give myself, okay, Miles, here's your check. I think it's probably forest.
Forest yeah. has nighttime. Especially in many of those pictures.
And a lot of nighttime forest photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think forest is sort of my vibe. I like to be one with the earth
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
You
yeah,
can
like,
build
I picture
stuff.
You not wearing mm-hmm. shoes,
Yeah.
Playing with twigs.
Ants crawling all over your feet.
Making is there a suburbs fairy. One for Zach?
I wish. I just strip mall.
Is there a well manicured parking lot?
Sidewalk.
Sidewalk vibe.
Is there a gated community one?
Ew. That's where I draw the line. I don't really feel represented by any of those. Maybe sunset.
I think sunset for sure.
I aspire to be a sunset, but sunset's very centered and calming, and I don't know that I'm that.
Sunset, okay, I actually don't think it's centered and calming.
What? A sunset?
I actually get kind of stressed out when there's a sunset because it's about to be dark.
Yeah.
And the sky is kind of on fire, and it's a transition into the bad part.
The bad part?
Rainey, do you not like the nighttime?
No.
You know what I'll say?
No.
No, you almost giggled like you were worried it was going to get you. I have come around on nighttime. I previously was like, I just want to soak up as much daytime as possible. Mm-hmm. Waking up.
You're so brave for sure.
Especially someone who thought they were the night. You used to soak up as much daytime as possible.
Stupidest fucking shit.
No, I know. Literally, as I was saying it, I was saying, I'm just saying nothing of substance.
I'm going around at nighttime. Shut up. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to appreciate the not light time outside. When it's dark and hard to see, I think that's
like
interesting.
An alien. An alien describing stuff.
When the street lights come on, I like that.
What's your favorite type of sun? Night or day?
You guys know the part of the day where the sun go bye-bye?
I hate that part.
Well, the sun's directly overhead. I used to hate that. Now I understand it's necessary.
Oh, you didn't like noon? You used to not like noon?
Nobody likes noon.
I mean, Zach, I think you remind me of a sunset because you, I feel like, would be taking a photo with a Polaroid at a sunset.
I would. I love sitting my ass down and watching the sunset.
I do like this time of year because my drive home typically is right at sunset, and I'm normally driving west, so I get this Heath beautiful view.
A lot of mountains here.
On the other side, on the east side.
I feel like when I'm driving home, I'm just like, holy shit, look at these big mountains that I've never gone on.
Yeah.
Although, that'd be a good goal. Podcast. We did a podcast on a mountain, but it wasn't really a mountain.
We didn't make it.
We got to go to the Rockies.
You remember when we did that D&D thing and it was like actually in the mountains, but it was somehow 30 minutes
away?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Whoa. That was wild.
There was snow.
Yeah, if you drive and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, and you're just up in the mountains.
That was back when Miles was filming our videos.
I know, yeah. I had a transition though, because I was like, why were you in the... And then I was like, oh, you were shooting.
Yeah. So he brought us, like, we needed some B-roll shot and we needed snow.
Yeah.
So we just drove 30 minutes and all of a sudden we were on a mountain range.
It was cold.
And it was cold and it was snowy.
Gotta go.
And I, how's that?
Ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
You know, every day I wake up and I think, today's the day I only eat salads. And then around this time, it sort of all crumbles apart. And I'm wondering, is it me?
I was so close to stealing your treat off that little table.
Do you want the second one?
Yeah. I'm helping you.
Guys, I do feel, I'm like, what would it be like? I'm a guy who lives in extremes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what if I just ate quinoa and cranberries and rotisserie chicken?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's every meal.
What's the deal with cranberries and how'd they find themselves sneaking in the salads?
Yeah, why do we always eat cranberries in salad?
They
make more sense than strawberries in a salad. Not just
I don't
bonkers.
Think fruit makes sense in salad.
But I just don't understand why cranberries decided that they get the healthy pass. And they said, hey, they're like, they're sneaking in.
They're
antioxidants.
They're raisins.
They're giving the wink and they're saying, no, we're salad too. Don't tell anyone.
They are not raisins.
They're raisins, though.
No, but tell me about a raisins suck.
Whoa.
They suck. They fucking suck.
I feel like you are bending to society's majority opinion, and you actually haven't had raisins yourself to have your own opinion lately.
When was the last time you
I've never had raisins?
I don't think you know what a raisin is.
You think I've never eaten a raisin?
I don't think you had a pack of sun whatever minute made.
Sun-kissed.
Keith,
yeah.
You called me out.
I'll go get you a raisin right now.
I'll have raisins now.
They're I don't want to go. Can we get
raisin taste test?
Sorry. So what just happened was, let's just talk about the turn of events there.
Yeah.
Keith said Miles didn't like raisins. Miles said he liked raisins. Zach said,
"You don't like."
I'll let Zach said, "I'll feed you a reason right now." Then got too tired to leave the room.
I'm gonna.
This podcast episode is off the rails.
I'm gonna slack somebody.
Zach is slacking someone.
Rainey, can you just open the door slightly and we'll yell?
Well, by that point, I'm already standing.
Well, I don't want to ask you to go get raisins.
You know, say Keith, maybe I was too hard on raisins. I just think compared
to... We need some raisins, please!
Hey, Rainey, can you go to the kitchen and ask where the raisins are and then put them in your hand and
then... Here's the thing with raisins.
How Rainey's doing out of the room. Now I feel bad.
Dude, I didn't ask Rainey to do that.
Zach did. He's abusing his power. I think that craisins,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way...
I'm going to blame you. I'm going to say Miles stole my phone.
Which craisins are way better than cranberries.
I told the right? office it was you.
It was not me.
Yeah, but
right?
You
craisins don't... are better than cranberries?
Well, but they're the same thing, aren't they?
Dried cranberries.
Intercept it.
But like, I think most people say like, oh, I like grapes, but I don't like raisins. But I feel like most people like craisins, but don't like cranberries.
The sun-made raisins girl is beautiful.
She's hot.
I've never noticed you in this light before, but... You're stunning.
Out of all the mascots, like this, I just feel like the drawing is really made with care.
She looks like Becky.
Does she look like Becky?
She's beautiful.
Okay.
Isn't she? Doesn't she kind of look like Becky? She doesn't like really look like Becky, but she's a happy brunette.
She doesn't look like Becky, but...
She's a happy brunette. Actually, Keith, you know what? I can see that. I can see what you see.
Yeah.
That she kind of looks like Becky. Should this be the last episode?
No, guys, we're about to try raisins. People love this show. See, we're gonna all try raisins.
Maybe this should be it.
By the way,
we're about to try raisins.
Retry.
And I'm gonna tell you, I did a raisins taste test on my
recently.
TikTok.
Yeah.
It didn't do great.
Do well.
But I think this might do better.
I think you should do one every day till it works.
Trying,
hey guys, day 17 of trying raisins
until I go viral.
Till it blows up.
That's not a bad idea.
It's pretty good.
Hey guys, this is podcast 46 of trying raisins till we go viral.
They smell like maybe you're going to bake something. Like they smell like the action of like, maybe I'll bake.
Yeah.
Smells like a pantry. Something people don't know about me, but I've had my battles with struggling with sleep. I used to be a touring performer, so I lived on different time zones every day, and some days I'd be driving all day, so sleep became something that was actually really hard for me to get, and it's only been recently that I've been able to like have a better routine. But something that is really great that you can get right now is a Hatch Restore, which really helps you create bedtime and morning routines that can help you, like they helped me, make sleep a priority. The Hatch Restore is a device that teaches your body when it's time to sleep, or when it's time to wake up, with nighttime and morning routines so you can prioritize rest. With Hatch Plus, you can access exclusive content like Pillow Talk, a new audio series designed to entertain you to sleep. Pillow Talk helps you wind down with the types of TV shows you love, from true crime to sports, but without the screens that hurt healthy rest. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/tripod. Visit hatch.co/tripod to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/tripod.
Now, yeah. What we've got here, looks like it's called sun-made raisins.
They're
and
made
that's
from
funny
the sun.
Because they're made from the sun, but she's a maid, M-A-I-D. That's a little wordplay for us.
She's carrying a,
she's a
fuck ton of grapes.
Sun. Yeah, she's got a lot of grapes.
One time I came home and my mom was just making raisins. She just put grapes in the oven.
What are you can make raisins? I'm sorry.
Nature's candy.
I'm sorry,
easiest
what?
Thing.
Do you just bake them?
And put like what,
yeah,
sugar
for, like,
on top?
Long and low.
Oh, they don't need any sugar added.
Slow and low at 450 for 2 hours.
This is your candy for
make
babies.
Your own raisin. By the way, I feel like it's such a waste of money.
Listen to this.
What was that?
Listen,
raisins.
This
are
bitch just told me
candy for babies
that there's no added sugar.
No, they're just. Raisins.
I don't believe you for 1 second.
It's nature's candy.
Look at the ingredients list.
The ingredients list is hilarious.
By the way, when they the period behind raisins,
they thought this was funny at the factory.
Ingredients, raisins.
Period. And that's on period. And that's on raisins, period.
Raisins.
I just ate
what
one.
Are ingredients?
Raisins.
All right. Well, we've been edging the audience for a while now.
Let's try these
I think
raisins.
It's time to put these raisins in our mouth.
I don't like it.
You're crazy. This rocks.
You like it? Miles?
They taste like, oh, this is almost as good as grapes.
Yeah.
Well, they're not grapes.
I don't get. Yeah, that's a good. Why are we doing raisins? Is it to last longer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They taste different than raisins we get elsewhere.
What do you mean?
Where
like a raisin in a bagel.
In a cookie, bagel.
Raisin in a cookie, raisin in a cereal.
Mm, this raisin bran is excellent raisins.
This is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, I mean, picture this, though.
Picture this.
Oatmeal grape cookie. Sounds weird.
It sounds disgusting.
But oatmeal raisin. Oh, now we're now we're talking.
Is an oatmeal raisin cookie, that's a double baked grape.
Yeah.
Oh, twice baked potato grape.
We got a...
We should do my slideshow.
We have a segment.
We do. Hey, gang.
We're just going to end the raisin segment like that.
Sorry.
In conclusion, Miles, what do you think about raisins?
They're fine.
In conclusion, craisins and raisins are different.
Raisins are fine. Hey, guys, you got to check out raisins. Go to raisins.com with coupon code
TRIPOD10.
Do you think raisins.com is taken?
If it isn't, we are sitting on a gold mine.
It can't.
Who owns it?
Maybe
do you think
not.
It's Sun? Whoa.
No way.
That's shocking. It's a lady in a bikini. Raisins.com is a swimsuit company.
That's so interesting.
What the
why
fuck?
Why is it? Why would it be named Raisins? Because raisins are in the sun.
A beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset.
What about Raisins.tv?
Raisins.egg.
You know, you can get a dot fun and a dot sucks.
Yeah.
Zach Kornfeld dot sucks.
Yeah.
Definitely buying that after this.
Miles, I'm going to have to race you.
So fucking funny.
I'm going to have to race you, I'm going to have to redirect it to Miles Bonsignore
dot sucks. I didn't know you could buy a dot sucks.
Yeah.
Let's get to Rainey's slideshow. She worked so hard on it.
Zach Kornfeld dot sucks is $100 a year.
That's expensive.
So really expensive.
Zach Kornfeld sucks. I bet you can haggle it down.
Oh, weird. Miles Bonsignore dot sucks is only $3.
Probably because Bonsignore is really hard to spell, and Zach Kornfeld's an idiot loser.
How much is Zach Kornfeld's an idiot loser dot com?
Yeah. This sucks because now that we've talked about it, I'm like, I guess I have to buy
or
it.
Or else a fan is gonna.
Someone's gonna.
Hold it hostage.
My friend Eric, who's on Guilty Pleasures, has done a bit where whenever I say something really stupid or crazy, he will buy that domain.com and it redirects to my like social handles. Crazy
it's
things.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rainey, you prepared us a little slideshow. We didn't get to it a couple weeks ago, and the audience has been waiting.
It's my time to shine. Okay, what is it like to live my life?
Woo! I've wondered this.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. If you want to know me, you want to know my smartphone because they're the eyes to the soul.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm loving this train of thinking. What is it like to live my life? Smartphones. What do we all think?
So everybody says Twitter is so bad nowadays. X sucks.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Nobody's talking about Facebook sucks.
Okay.
I love it. Rainey, are you still using Facebook regularly?
Yes. And
really?
My feed is crazy. It is psycho.
Wait.
Facebook's
wait.
Crazy place.
You're using Facebook
I'm not posting.
Regularly?
Oh, I open Facebook too, but see, it's crazy over there.
It's really
I have
crazy.
No idea what's going on.
It's
Facebook.
Like crazy.
People who are 70 plus are going ham on Facebook right now.
It's people selling garbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's people with wild political takes. And it's someone has died recently. My condolences.
Yes. And it is, you go to Facebook Marketplace and people, my Facebook Marketplace, it's like people are selling
their bodies.
Their bodies.
They're having their
own. On Facebook Marketplace. And it'll be like, I'm looking for a sofa. And it'll be like,
I'm looking for a good time.
It'll be a picture of a person being like, say less. I'm a sofa.
Yeah.
Who needs a sofa when you can sit on this face? I was yes-handing.
Hey, Rainey, just do the next.
I was yes-handing.
Rainey, whenever you're ready.
I was building your story.
Whenever you're ready, just do the next slide.
I was building your story. It wasn't my face.
That's why we should have kept eating raisins.
It wasn't my face.
I should have stuck with the raisins.
It wasn't my face that you're sitting on. I'm a married man.
This episode has to be called the worst episode of all time. Part 3. So I think we've already done a couple.
My Facebook feed is crazy.
Love that that's the whole slide. Whoa! What is up?
So I have collected a number of things that come up on my
This is amazing.
Facebook. I gotta come sit on that side. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't
get over here. This is a we're seeing a picture of a hedgehog with a pixelated, I assume, giant genitalia.
If you see the caption above, this hedgehog gave birth to 5 tiny hoglets.
Is that what you call them?
Now, I opened my app. I blurred this for you.
But you saw a hedgehog's penis.
No, this is them giving birth.
I want to see it.
Ew, okay, well, really? As long as we have full consent, I will show you.
I consent.
Oh, yeah, I do want to see it.
You pixelated this.
Yeah. Because it is.
Great Photoshop really job, by the way.
And what if we said, no, Rainey, we don't want to see the next
slide? I would be like, close your eyes, I'm going to tap twice.
No, right. I want to see it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Rainey is going to show this episode.
We're about to, so just to be clear, we're about to see a hedgehog's vagina, but like in the process of birth.
And this is a video. I took a screenshot.
The tripod, now with live hedgehog births.
And I'm just like, this needs
I'm
to be.
Ready.
This
like,
is crazy.
Why is this allowed this is on this app?
And this has 15,000 comments and 7,000 shares.
Who is sharing this?
Insane. It's by Unilad.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 That. Oh.
Not what I was expecting at all.
That I is a hedgehog coming out.
Is giving birth to like a giant cocoon.
Yeah, do hedgehogs come out of dark eggs?
I want you to imagine a hedgehog taking a giant, shiny plastic shit, yeah. But now instead of its butt, it's kind of sitting, and it's kind of rising like a penis.
Yeah, kind of coming out like a boner.
I'm confused about why the hedgehog is giving birth sitting down like a person.
on the bristles of it.
What color did y'all expect it to be?
Black purple is definitely not what I was expecting.
It's blurple.
Why
for sure.
is it in front of a bowl of cork?
It's in front of a big wheel of cheese.
Yeah, right.
64,000 people gave that a like
or wow. reacted.
Now this is
so
another
this
one.
Is what looks like somebody peed on a car seat.
Well, it looks kind of like a silhouette of a lady.
Yeah, I see. I see.
Yeah.
A lady.
Oh, I didn't even notice it was piss.
Well, it said somebody spilled a drink in the car, and I'm sure you can see it. I emoji.
Beyonce.
Hashtag Beyonce.
It does look kind of like Beyonce.
It does look like Beyonce.
Well, this is just good content.
This
I don't
is cool.
See anything objectionable about
That's
that?
That's really nice, Rainey. You didn't drop a follow.
Can I go ahead and just give a PSA?
Yeah.
A quick PSA. If you are that person who's still wishing people happy birthday on Facebook, it's time to stop.
Yeah, I want to say it's time to, and I appreciate it actually when I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn, we had a class together, I guess.
I used to appreciate it, but now it makes me sad for you. And on my birthday, I don't want to feel that.
Wow,
and I want
that?
You to be freed from that shackle. I don't want you to feel.
It's part of their routine, Zach.
I know, but it's time for it to end.
Happy birthday, Zach.
You deserve better.
Happy birthday, buddy.
These people are trying to love you, Zach.
I know, but it's time that we stop it.
Yeah, well, Facebook, I haven't used or been active on almost ever in years and years and years.
Really? You deleted the app?
No, I have it on my phone. I forget why. Oh, Facebook Marketplace I was using it for a little bit because I'm still on there. Get some wild stuff.
I always peruse just to see what people are selling.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is a hundo?
This is like, and it's like, oh, here's a car, and it's only $10,000, and it's like, but it has 400,000 miles on it. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Or okay.
No wheels.
Next post. This is from the Colorado Department of the Treasury.
Aforementioned from last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Your work.
So,
and that's Magic Johnson.
I used to do these Facebook posts. That was my whole job. It took me 10 minutes of the day, and then I would just sort of do my own thing. In the
Sorry, then you kind of just like fucking do whatever.
Yeah.
That's great. That's
like,
awesome.
Okay, well, I've done my things for the day. Everybody's happy with my work.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just curious of like why Magic Johnson was there.
Just casually running into the greatest point guard of all time, comma, Magic Johnson.
Was
eyeball
he like,
emoji.
He probably lost some diamonds.
Oh, he might be coming back. For
yeah,
the,
to get him.
Or can you get like a passport there?
Oh, well, probably not.
Sometimes in government buildings, you have to, or like marriage licenses and stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he lives in Denver.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe he was just doing a meet and greet.
With the treasurer.
Hey, guys, fucking come out. We're doing a meet and greet at the Secretary of the Treasury office.
Yeah. Okay. So this one says, Robert Irwin has been left mortified after his mom made an X-rated joke on stage.
And the quote here is,
I have a tattoo that says, Steve was here. I don't think I can show it to you. This is...
Do you think this is real? Because this sort of feels like it was made up.
News.com.au.
I actually didn't even think about it. I did fact check some of these, not that one.
This is the equivalent of putting pig's face in the slough. This is like, we are just feeding ourselves
It's a dopamine calorie hit.
Garbage.
Well, I mean, I love Steve Irwin, and I love that he was banging this kid's mom.
Well, his child's mom, not just some kid's mom. It's just his own child's mom.
Well, that he was banging his son's mom.
Yeah.
But Steve Irwin was wild, man.
He was wild.
He was so cool. I fucking love Steve Irwin, and it's so devastating that he's dead. And
but Robert Irwin is basically...
Him. No, his kids are awesome, and they're doing great work for like animal conservation.
Yeah.
And I just am glad that, you know, this kid's mom's getting it.
Do you think the tattoo's on her butt or on her...
I think it's front.
On her pubis.
On her front. On her front.
Rennie, I really appreciate the that you editorialized and added.
I just now realized that was Rennie's addition.
Which stage? Imagine that was your mom.
Rennie.
You're ready to make a listicle over
can
here.
Can you go back? Because I want to see. I forget your commentary from the other slides.
Some are blank.
That was blank.
Drink spilled? No way. ... Rennie wrote.
Yeah, she's only doing commentary on every other slide.
It's just the ones I have something really big
to say. You could do a 10 things I saw on Facebook today. Just make this a BuzzFeed-ass listicle.
Yeah, I would green screened over it?
That's I would really like good. You to bring more to future pods.
Okay.
Yeah.
On my way. Pretty easy.
Greenlit.
Big time greenlit.
Straight to series.
Colorado Facebook.
Yeah, because I am... the reason I said which stage is because, like, is she performing places? Right.
She's got a tight five.
They were both on stage.
Well, I think they own a zoo or the conservation place.
Oh, yeah.
Not
I mean,
he talks and stuff. I think
I have wondered. Like, he's always handling animals, and I'm like, how is he allowed to do that? What training does he have?
Oh, but yeah,
I
guess, I'm sure he's like a. They're, I think they're all like, I don't know.
In his blood, mate.
Yeah, they're conservation specialists, so they're trained to work with lots of different types of snakes and animals.
They handle it beautifully.
They're animal handlers. Say,
growing up in the South, my daddy.
Here we go.
He was a third and fourth grade science teacher. Yep. So on the way to school all the time, we'd stop and he'd pick up turtles and snakes and put them in the back of the car. And then we'd drive to school and he'd show all the kids.
Wow.
And so he knew which were poisonous. Huh?
Yeah, he knew. Yeah, and he knows how to handle snakes.
Oh, wow. He knows how to handle a snake.
Your mom knows all about that.
Keith, can you do a Southern accent since you grew up in the South?
Yeah.
Can you do it now?
What kind?
I love it.
But I was from Tennessee, and Tennessee is just a different kind of twang.
That's what you're doing now?
Yeah, it's really nasally.
You're from Tennessee. Oh, no, Kentucky is where I feel like a lot of stars are from.
They are.
What are you talking about? Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
Jack Harlow.
By the way, can I talk to you?
Those are like two of the most famous people I've ever heard
of. Can we just talk about the Jack Harlow thing? Rainey had a Facebook or Manny put on Facebook recently. She was like, my new obsessions are Paul Mescal and Jack Harlow. And I want to say that I think on your first day at the company, you were like, I love Jack Harlow. I have the biggest crush on him.
So
this is old news.
I have had a very winding history with Jack Harlow.
That's what the PowerPoint should have been about. Rainey's winding history with Jack Harlow.
I do want to hear more, but also I'm very uncomfortable in this position, so I wonder what else is on the slideshow.
Okay,
we'll come back to Jack
when I'm sitting in a chair again.
Okay, so here's a picture of a giant dog, black, red eyes.
The
what
account
you
that's posting
him?
It is pretty great. Sad.
Sad. What you naming him?
And the quote I can't read from here, does it say Pete?
It says Pete Sneed, which I don't really get.
And it has three comments, and you chose.
I really should have read the comments.
But also, I think this is like somebody you know.
What's the account below it? New urbanist memes for transit oriented teens.
By far the best Facebook thing to follow. Always be following them.
New urbanist memes for transit
oriented teens.
They just post a lot of stuff, like a lot of memes about public
buses?
Transit.
That's so funny.
I bet
really
you don't remember the early days of Facebook. You had likes. You would put it in your profile.
Yeah.
And then those started linking to pages. And so everyone was all a part of all sort of goofy ones.
And there was, I will always step out of my way to step on that extra crunchy looking leaf.
Yeah, that one's
huge.
And it huge.
Was, yes. And that, and everyone was like, I gotta have that in my profile.
Oh, yeah. Interested.
As a society, we're just past the idea of wanting digital profiles. It feels kind of dork now, right?
Wait, you work in a digital media company.
No, yeah, digital profile.
You mean like a Facebook at one point was like this page. Is who I am. Like, I really felt like my Facebook represented me.
Yeah, and that was MySpace. And then Instagram was like, here's a feed of who I am. And now posting like, here's my
corporate.
Identity digitally.
Yeah.
Kind of dork status.
And also Instagram is not really that. It's sort of just like, this is what I think right this second. I don't know. It feels much more.
Whereas Facebook was like, here's who I am. Here's where I live. Here's the music I like to listen to.
Yeah,
here's right. who I was as a child.
Yeah. This is my girlfriend over here.
This is my girlfriend. Right. Status updated. Yeah. We broke up. So really, speed round, what are you naming that dog?
Bingo.
I was going to say Bingo.
And Bingo was his name.
The Darkness.
Or?
The Darkness. The Darkness.
Yeah.
Cupcake.
What's that dog?
Snow Chomper.
I think that dog is probably really sweet.
Darren.
Raven.
Raven is a good one. I also am just thinking of Jeffrey, that dog in Hades.
Dog from the what?
The three-headed dog in Hades.
Oh, Cerberus.
A Cerberus.
I think that could be cute for him.
What about Chloe?
Yeah, why did we gender him as a man?
That's right. Ladies can be dogs.
Well, it's going to say him.
Oh, okay.
What are you naming him?
Okay.
All
this,
right,
I think, is a good idea.
Banana splits for breakfast.
Just use yogurt instead of ice cream. Banana split in half, filled with yogurt and fruit and granola. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're
I thought
all
Miles
on board.
Would like that.
I would, really.
I feel like Miles would love this.
I would love this, by the way.
And Miles wants to slop these up.
He wants to slop them right up. He wants to go slurp slop, slurp slop slop. Here's my mouth.
This is so Miles.
Slurp slop.
My question is also, if I was to freeze my Greek yogurt, could I scoop it?
Like frozen yogurt.
Like frozen yogurt?
Honestly, it just hurt my teeth thinking about that.
Have we done experiments?
I think
have they done this?
How do they do it?
Frozen yogurt.
Frozen.
But do they like but is it like churned the way ice cream is churned to get frozen?
I think you gotta keep it churned so that it doesn't crystallize.
I'll whip it around every once in a while.
Okay, gross.
Not with my
Can we go to the next slide?
Let's just hop to the next one.
This does look good.
All right, I was hoping for some.
Okay, this is great.
These
there's
so many. Yeah, keep those because he's
Scarlett
on Facebook.
Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Aniston, Emma Watson, and Mila Kunis.
This is AI
in lingerie.
This is AI generated.
And then it's Rainey editorialized. She said, AI picture of A-list celebrities all together in lingerie. So many of these on my feed would be kind of iconic if it was real. But since it's not, it's creepy.
It's also, though, like, is it like TikTok where it's telling on yourself, Rainey? Like, this is coming up on your feed because you're engaging with this type of post?
I'm definitely not hitting likes. Sometimes
sometimes you're clicking an image and be like, whoa, is this real?
Yeah, I do that where agreed. I'm like, wait, is this? But, I mean, this one, then they get more and more insane. Like, this photo would be famous if it was real.
Well, because why would these people ever hang out?
Right.
Yeah. Like, why are they outside?
Yeah, also
and
definitely
why are the
Photoshop.
Pictures of the sky behind them?
This is too far away for me to like really tell that it's fake, but I also don't want to get closer because then I'm going to seem like a creepo.
Just crawl on your hands and knees over there and take
Zach,
a good look.
Get on your hands and knees and bark like a little donkey for ScarJo. You know what I'll also say is
their hair looks good.
The hands typically are how you tell that something's AI, but that's a lot of their hands are behind each other.
That must
the two hands we can see, though, they look like hands.
And 72,000 people liked that.
That's so, by the way, if I knew that anybody at this company liked a photo like this, I would be like, what is wrong with you? What is literally wrong with you? I would be so upset.
Hey, Miles, I need you not to judge my employees.
Sorry, Keith. But it's sort of like, I remember, this is a story. Okay, so I'll fucking trash this guy. He was nice. Basically, I did this thing at one point. I'm not going to name names or not, whatever, but I was at this group of people, and we met these young women. And
Turns out they were AI.
They were AI. And this kid that I was with and his friend were like younger, and they were sort of like flirting with these girls, but we were all hanging out as a group. Huh. And then like I was like, oh, yeah. Like, later that night, we'd hung out with them or whatever. And we get back to the car, and we're on our way back to where we were staying. And I was like, oh, like, they all seem nice, whatever. And then I asked my friend, I was like, oh, like, what is their, like, social accounts? Because one of them had followed me or something. And I looked, and one of the kids we were with had already liked the previous, like, 25 photos Ooh. Of one of these girls that we had just been hanging out with that we just met that night. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you that you went to her profile and like double tapped 25 old? I was kept going being like, this one too? Just like blindly like liking and scrolling. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he was like, I don't know. Like, I guess I did. Like, what do you think is going to happen here?
It sounds like an I think you should leave sketch. No. Like, no, I didn't. No way. Oh my gosh, I did. Whoa,
I guess I did.
I don't remember doing that.
When guys do that,
what do they think is going to happen?
You think it was a bug?
When guys go through and like lots of a girl's photo, do they think, oh, she's gonna notice me now.
But I was kind of like, if you're like, whatever, you have a crush on someone, you like their photo presently in real time. If you batch like old photos,
what do you think about going 10 deep and liking?
Liking one of them.
I like that. Actually, I'm on board. I think that's okay.
That shows I'm a man of discerning taste. But and I see the real you.
And it's hinting. It's like I scrolled through.
I saw.
I took the journey, and this is the one I'm selecting.
But if anyone I know liked a photo,
I need
like
you to get this off the screen. Like,
I actually do not want to look at it anymore. I need you to get this off.
So this is my favorite part
before
of Facebook.
Before I get on my hands and knees and crawl
start
over.
Barking like a donkey.
Which is, in a lot of places, you can join Buy Nothing, which is like anti-capitalist
love
vibes.
Love Buy Nothing.
And you get stuff for free.
I'm not familiar with Buy Nothing. What? Explain it to me.
How do you buy nothing?
How do I buy it, though?
How much does it cost?
How much does it cost?
How much does it cost to buy a piece of nothing?
I'll take it.
So take six.
Instead of, like, you know, like throwing stuff away, like, for example, I found these. They're zoo shuttle passes. I just found these. I'm not sure how strict the zoo is on expiration dates, but worth a shot if you like them. Like, how much money is that worth? I don't know.
It's just people giving away shit.
Also, these are the LA Zoo. That shuttle just, like, gets you out if you're, like, deep in the zoo and you want to leave.
Yeah.
It's not like a safari
but
experience.
Yeah.
Then they're, like, these, like, Michael Kors boots, Calvin Klein boots.
Whoa, this one's cool that they have a cutoff time and then a raffle saying, based on the amount of comments, I'm going to do a comment raffle and choose one of you to win these boots.
Yeah, because when they're really good like that, then it's, like, 50 people commenting. So how do you choose?
The first person.
Wow.
Really?
First come, first serve.
Interesting.
Dibs.
Okay.
Dibs.
Okay.
Nah, I like the raffle.
Okay, Keith, go off, King.
Dibs.
Okay. Selena Gomez has confirmed Wizards of Waverly Place sequel on Instagram. So I thought this was also AI. Later found out this is real.
Well, once again, I would prefer, Keith, would you go ahead and read what Rainey wrote?
I saw this before I knew this was actually real, and I thought it was so unhinged. To God, it's real. Because I feel like a Selena cameo is not really worth it. Apparently, she's executive producing, and it follows Justin after he gave up his powers and has two kids and is called back to the Wizarding World.
Wait, so Selena Gomez is not in it?
She's in one episode. She's in the pilot guest starring.
She was the wizard.
She's going to be a walk-in on one scene.
Wasn't she the wizard?
Yeah, she won this competition. Which, by the way, that's what I wanted, but it didn't really make sense. She wasn't as good of a wizard. Although...
Wait.
I guess she was more cunning.
The show Wizards of Waverly Place, was it? They weren't all wizards?
They were all wizards, but only one sibling could be a wizard in adult life.
What?
Yeah, and Selena, so there's a wizarding competition. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the finale?
Then, yeah. They made it into a movie.
I didn't know she lost? Actually.
Why do they pit their children against each other?
I know. It's like...
It's a waste of the wizard, Zach.
Who's holding this competition?
There can't be millions of wizards out there.
Is it a
cause havoc?
Is it a school or is it her parents?
No, it's like a formal Wizarding World established
Only
arena.
Only one per family.
One, which is weird because then it's like you're going to run out.
Also, just have one kid.
Yeah.
Don't put your kids through this.
Yeah.
Right?
So you've been to Waverly Place in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Wizards everywhere.
These
right?
kids, yeah.
Fucking yeah. wizards all over the place.
So essentially, I'm not that excited for this Wizards of Waverly Place reboot, even though I love the first one.
You're an adult.
I recently rewatched the whole series, and it holds up.
How recent?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
It was really good.
Were you working here?
Yeah.
We watched all of Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm not shaming. I think that's awesome. I just wonder that you didn't bring it up.
Yeah. I think I brought it up once on Guilty Pleasures.
I've been watching Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah. So I watched it at first. You know when sometimes, speaking of getting back to childhood, you're just like, I just want something
Agreed.
That is like nostalgic. Started watching the first episode. I was like, this show is actually funny. Like, yeah. This isn't like a, like, Hannah Montana, I think, was good for the time. I've rewatched a few
careful.
Episodes. I'm not worried.
The Hannah Montana fans are coming for you.
iCarly was good. I watched that like in college. It was a very funny show.
Oh, I haven't rewatched that funny. Recently. Like Hannah Montana, I loved, and I think it's a good show, but I'm saying Wizard of Waverly Place is a caliber of adult television.
It's like Sopranos, Breaking Bad,
Wizards.
The Wizards of Waverly Place, The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hannah Montana, it's hard because the last time I watched it was on my iPod video under the covers.
Maybe we should do a watch party.
Not because I wasn't allowed to be up that late. Not because I was doing anything weird.
You're under the cover.
Okay, bro.
We didn't say anything
about... Is this
about
the same as the Raisins episode? Are we still in this episode? I can't believe we're still in this
Did
episode.
Did we eat Raisins? This
I
one.
I can't believe we ate Raisins
it was
in this episode.
It was like 20 minutes ago.
I'm losing it. Because there was crazy stuff before the Raisins. And I can't even remember what that was.
Yeah.
Miles,
it was, yeah.
I said nothing about you doing anything weird under the blankets.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about...
Oh no, Miles, your shoe is going through Miles' shoe disease.
Zach, don't say anything, because last time he said something about my shoes, I bought new ones the next day.
I noticed it.
Miles' shoe disease.
And I said, you know what, if he hasn't learned yet.
My feet are so fucking
they
big.
They just break out.
I want to get some Jordans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You can't pull
those. Are there any more?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, there's only a few more. Someone explained this photo to me, Fleetwood Mac in 1977.
They're fucking.
They are?
It's just a photo of Fleetwood Mac.
I don't know, maybe.
They're all laying in a bed. They're kind of like 69-ing. They fucking hate each other.
Really?
They didn't like each other.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Like, why are they all in a bed if they're
but
a band?
Actually, I don't know the history and what's his name may have done some fucked up shit to Stevie oh. Nicks. Maybe she maybe he cheated on her. Maybe that's it.
Oh, that's what Daisy Jones and the Six is about.
Yeah.
By the way,
Stevie Nicks, still to this day, she will not sing songs that he wrote.
Oh,
she
she's
also,
mad.
Like,
mad.
Deeply...
Oh, she deep. She big mad.
Yeah, she's still mad.
Woo.
I don't know enough about Fleetwood Mac.
But she like loved him, and then it was horrible. And then, yeah. But that's what Daisy Jones and the Six is based on.
Daisy Jones and the Six is not starring Daisy Edgar Jones, and I think that's
missed out.
That's a good tweet.
Crazy
update. Daisy Jones and the Six is not.
And
starring.
You know what? What is a good TikTok?
We can cut it for social.
That's social media now.
That actually, we talked over you, so it's ruined.
Well, Keith, that's it. If you want to
okay.
get off the ground.
I heard a pretty shocking fact. Timothée Chalamet
has
siblings.
Yeah, Pauline.
You didn't know about Pauline? You know I met Pauline.
You did?
Yeah, at the time I thought she was my future sister-in-law. But I don't anymore.
Wait. Where did you meet Pauline?
Okay, so my friend got lunchtime reservations at Nobu.
Huge.
3 p.m.
Super funny.
3 years
did you go
ago.
To Nobu for lunch? Rainey, how did you not document that experience?
It
hey,
was
come with me while I go to Nobu for lunch.
It was my very early TikTok days. Like, I had just started the company.
Yeah.
You just started the company?
I just started the company. I just founded it. And she was sitting next to us, and then my friend was like, that's Pauline. And I was like, I don't know who that is. She was like, you'd love this show, Sex Lives with College Girls. And then my friend said, oh, I love your work. As she was leaving, she was super nice about it. She was with some guy, and they had a dog.
I want to go back. You said that, are you no longer into Timothée Chalamet?
No, I'm not into him anymore.
And is that because he's dating Kylie?
No.
Unrelated.
Think that's cool. I think that honestly ups his... game.
I so think it,
you saw him as Wonka.
Not up his game for me.
Really?
No.
I think because to me, I always saw him as like really, really nerdy. And him dating Kylie, I was like, oh, maybe he's not that nerdy.
So why are you not attracted to him anymore?
Wait, I want to know. You think he's
Not I think nerdy? That I think Kylie is going after him because he's like a nerdy little dork.
Yeah.
I love Timothée Chalamet. He was Wonka after all.
After all.
He's a great actor.
Wonka of our time.
He's a fantastic actor. Beautiful Boy is like the craziest movie. He's so fucking good at it. He's crazy good at acting. But it's devastating. Have you seen it?
No comment.
And he calls himself a cinephile. I don't think he's seen it either.
Dune 2's coming soon.
Tune.
I didn't see Tune. I didn't see Oon.
And you,
so I'm excited
and you
for
call
Tune.
Yourself a cinephile.
I don't.
You can watch Oon on the couch in your house.
I gotta watch Oon. I gotta watch Oon so I can get ready for Tune. But
have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
You've seen Dune.
But the point is, I think that Kylie and Timothy is just a weird little funny thing.
I want to know why are you not attracted to him anymore?
I've seen a number of interviews with him, and I wish him the best, and I think that somebody will be very excited to date him, but I just find in the interviews, he gives me the ick. He's like, he just doesn't...
Alrighty.
You're telling me that if Timothée Chalamet walked in on here and on his hands and knees,
barking
like a donkey,
and an AI photo of you with Margot Robbie, and
you're not taking him out on a date.
I mean, I would go out on a if he asked, sure, but mostly because
sure.
If he asked, sure. If Timothée Chalamet asked you on a date, you'd say sure.
But if I had the choice between Timothy.
And Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Paul Giamatti.
Timothy out. Now, Paul Mescal and
Paul Giamatti.
Jack Harlow.
Paul Giamatti
or Timothy Chalamet?
Paul Giamatti.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. That's why Rainey's here, because she has discerning taste.
I agree. Although I do think Jack Harlow needs a coffee. He feels a little sleepy. Every interview I see with him, he's like, I'm just chilling.
So the edit makes a big difference for Jack Harlow. If you see him well edited, like in Chicken Shop Date or in Hot Ones, he's so charming. Mm-hmm. See him unedited, Call Her Daddy.
The Call Her Daddy one, he was like, I think Jack Harlow needed a latte before this.
I only saw the intro because I guess you have to go to Spotify for the whole thing.
So next to nothing about this man.
Jack Harlow? He's
Jack
really
Harlow?
Cool.
I like you would really
he
like him.
He sounds like a clothing brand.
He does. He makes jeans.
I feel like... Are you wearing the new Jack Harlow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rapper.
Have you heard Vanilla? No, it's not called that, but it's like, I'm Vanilla, baby.
I'm Vanilla, baby.
I like that.
It was a good song.
Yeah, Fuckboy Zach Kornfeld did a TikTok to that.
I'm Vanilla, baby.
Fuckboy Zach Kornfeld.
Yeah, there's a guy who looks like me.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
You've got to duet him.
Yeah, I like him.
Have you seen this? There's this fuckboy who looks exactly like Zach.
Really?
It's like the fuckboyification of Zach.
What's in his name?
Fuckboys at Cornfield. I don't know.
I can.
He's
find
like
him.
He's like hot Zach.
Is he like a wait? What?
And
even
I,
hotter?
Can we replace him? Can we have him come in?
He does. He like almost exclusively.
Can we just
lip
replace you with him on one episode of Canon Competition next season?
That's so fucking funny.
I should have reached out to him.
That was the perfect opportunity.
That really was.
Oh, that's.
I've
really
been meaning
funny.
To get a Rubik's cube and do this video, and I forgot.
You should just stitch it and just
because he sings songs and does Rubik's cubes.
What he does.
Well, he did a Rubik's cube once.
I gotta see. Right, I know this episode is 16 hours long.
I know. How many days have we been in here?
we're at an hour, so we should move on. So I think we should move on to the rest of our day. But I just have to. Oh, here it is. Okay,
4 o'clock.
I just find it so
just
fast.
Text me.
Well, Zach, it was in our group chat with me, you, and Caitlin.
Me, Rainey, and Galen have a group chat where we mainly share Hunger Games and Josh Hutcherson memes.
This is so fucking funny.
I know.
Wait, why have you not stitched this and then done the same exact thing in the same
outfit? Can we get me a Rubik's Cube?
And a white t-shirt and a belt.
You have a whole production crew at your fingertips.
You literally,
literally
run a digital media company.
You say, hey, I need a Rubik's Cube for tomorrow for a TikTok.
Yeah, it'll happen.
You would get it.
You could get it. This looks just like you. It's really crazy. In the same glasses, too.
Same beard
this
style.
Guy, although, this guy's kind of like putting some thang in it. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's putting thang.
He's like spanking me as the viewer.
Even his lounge clothes are your lounge clothes. Like, I've seen, like, hold on.
Oh, you went to his profile.
This is an outfit of yours.
You guys got a collab. Well, anyway, that's good, Rainey. You're over... You're over Timmy, you're into Jack Harlow, and Paul Mescal.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, get us out of this.
Well, you know, maybe you need some advice. And and we have some for you, I promise.
Someone who's really ready, and we're going to just go do no preamble at all. Miles, take it away.
What?
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Here we go. All aboard!
Too much. We're gonna get
a copyright strike.
You gotta stop.
What's up?
They're very
even singing. Like,
yes.
Wow.
You sing it?
Yeah.
Get a paring knife.
Wait, okay. What is that?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a big knife. You only need two knives, big, little.
Big or little.
I have a chef's knife, and I just recently got a paring knife, which is a little sharp knife.
Oh, little sharp.
Bingo.
It's for like being able to peel an apple in your hand.
Yeah, peel an apple in your hand or make small little slices and stuff like that. Sometimes you don't need a big old fucking meat cleaver. You need a little tiny pee-pee. And I got one. And I really am liking it so far.
I think that's good. Something in between a butter knife and a big knife.
I am not skilled enough to sharpen my own knives. So I'm also going to go to the hardware store where they have a knife sharpening machine.
Bring your knives.
And bring my knives.
A la carte.
Sarah got me a whetstone. She was like, you're going to learn how to do it. And I'm fucking shitty at it. I'm bad at it.
Mm.
And
you have a sharpening stone?
Yeah, you can get a whetstone for not very much money.
That's cool.
But it's like, it's just hard to, I'm not good at it.
How do you keep it wet?
You soak it.
Whoa.
And then you put it on the counter.
You like soaking on the counter?
Keith, it is a tripod theme song.
Soaking on the counter while my best buddy jumps up and down, because I'm soaking on the counter while my best buddy jumps up and down. Tripod.
Sorry about this week, guys.
You guys, we're so sorry.
We'll be back next week.